Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is the Times Daily Briefing on Saturday, the 20th of April. The government is considering cutting stamp duty in the autumn statement as a giveaway before an election. The Treasury has drawn up plans to raise the threshold for paying the duty from £250,000 to £300,000. That would mean nearly half of home buyers would pay none at all, and it would cost the government £3 billion a year in 5 years' time. The tax expert James Quambi told Times Radio it won't help everyone, though.
What Jeremy Hunt is trying to do, of course, is to appeal to the average person and say, well, with the Conservatives, you won't pay any stamp duty. But if you're lucky or unlucky enough to live in Scotland or Wales, then unfortunately, I don't think this offer would apply to you because it's a devolved tax.
The House of Representatives in the United States is voting on a major package of aid for Ukraine after months of delays. Almost £50 billion worth of support for Kyiv is part of a package that also includes aid for Israel and Taiwan. It's been approved by the Senate, which the Democrats control, but Donald Trump supporting Republicans in the House have so far refused to vote on the aid. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky had this appeal to Congress.
Putin must be brought down to earth and our sky must become safe again. And it depends fully on your choice whether we indeed are allies.
The Home Secretary, James Cleverly, has written to the Metropolitan Police and London's mayor after an officer threatened to arrest a man he described as openly Jewish at a pro-Palestinian march. Gideon Falter from the Campaign Against Anti-Semitism was told he couldn't cross the road while the protest was taking place. Yesterday, the Met initially apologised, but said opponents of the march must know their presence is provocative, then was forced to apologise again for that initial statement. A man who set himself on fire outside the courthouse where Donald Trump is standing trial has died. Max Azzarello had posted a manifesto of conspiracy theories online before the incident. It happened on the day a full jury was selected for Donald Trump's criminal trial over payments to the adult film star Stormy Daniels. It means the trial can get underway on Monday. The New York lawyer Deborah Bloom told Times Radio that's sooner than she expected.
I'm actually quite shocked that it only took a week. I was expecting it to take longer to find 12 jurors and 6 alternates who are going to be willing to be fair and impartial. And the juries that's been seated is actually quite interesting. And I think that Trump has a fighting chance based on who the jurors are.
And in tennis, Emma Raducanu's resurgence has been halted by Iga Świątek after the 21-year-old was beaten at the Stuttgart Open by the world number one. The former American Open champion still isn't assured of her place at the French Open next month, but finishing in the quarterfinals at Stuttgart will mean her world ranking increases by 80 places. There's more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.